Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Your home for primetime with Isaac and Sue. KRSK Portland, KRSK FM, HD1, Malala, Oregon, and Odyssey Sports Station.
That's a three-run home run for Polanco. And he has given the Mariners a 6-3 lead. The postseason of Polanco continues.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
It's a 38-yard field goal try to win the game. Bears down by two. Moody takes two strides back and two strides to the side. Waiting for the snap. Rain is falling. Wind is blowing. The ball put down. The kick is up, knifing its way through the uprights. Through the rain, and Chicago, redemption in Washington. The Bears have won it, 25-24.
Dern and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dern and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
What is happening?
You're alive.
I was really close to wearing the same sweatshirt as you today. That would have been pretty funny.
Oh.
I was reaching into the closet as I walked out of the house, and I thought, all right, I got two options here. I did ducks yesterday. I don't want to do ducks again today.
Yeah.
We'll do ducks again at the end of the week. A lot of my sweatshirts are ducks related, if you can't quite tell that. And I had two choices. I had Pelican or 602 in the Rose City, and I thought, you know what? I'll grab the Pelican sweatshirt today. Wear maybe the 602 in the Road City sweatshirt tomorrow.
Here is the funny part about this. We have from time to time, like specifically with pictures, show related wise, when they're like, hey guys, you got to do show pictures tomorrow. We have a photographer coming in. We're like, oh God, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
We have come in at times and we've had some real weird moments where we've worn the same color.
Like,
or
what are the chances that you wore this color today?
Or you've worn flannel and I've worn flannel and it'd be like, what? I don't wear flannel and you don't ever wear. How did this happen?
The last one we did, I think I have one pink polo and I thought, you know what? I don't think Sprague's gonna wear pink. I'm gonna grab a pink polo and I'll be safe in this call. And Sprague shows up in a pink shirt.
You guys aren't, calling the night before and coordinating your outfits?
It's kind of fun. It's kind of like a Russian roulette. You never quite know what you're going to get when you show up. We don't coordinate, but maybe we should.
Not like, on Wednesdays we wear pink.
But on the days that you show up with the same thing, man, is it weird and uncomfortable.
We had one year we had to wear jackets and really nice shirts, and because you had to be professional in radio.
You got
to
suit it up,
because everybody's so nice dressed in radio.
You dress for the job you want. That's what people tell me.
And I'm not kidding. I specifically have a nice jacket, like a professional business jacket, and it's a very light blue, and I'm like, I love this jacket, I think I look good in it, I'll wear a dark blue shirt underneath. And Dirt literally came in with a dark blue jacket and a light blue shirt. We literally were the opposite.
That was almost the best synergy we've ever had. It looked really good.
Might have been.
The light blue, dark blue shirts and the light blue, dark blue jackets going opposites. It wasn't the same. That was really well done on our part.
So I say all that to basically say what's funny about what you say is I'm getting ready to leave. And it's now, it's freezing when I'm leaving my house. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I can't wear it.
I put on a coat this morning.
Yeah, you got to have something on when you walk out of the house right now.
Even it's if it's dry.
Even if it's dry. We're talking low 40s. That's a little chilly, man.
So I'm going through my sweatshirts. I'm in my bedroom closet. My wife is passed out, so I'm trying to be quiet. And I
don't wake anybody up.
I grab a hoodie, and I put on the hoodie, and I look in the mirror, and I'm like, God, I've worn this to work before, but it's a little bigger than most of my sweatshirts. It looks like a very casual Sunday sweatshirt.
Yeah, wearing around the house, watching football, laying on the couch.
And so I grab this, and I go, I swear on my mom, he better not wear his. And I put it on, and I go, there's a really good chance he comes in with this today.
We're at 50-50 right now.
So he came in not wearing the same sweatshirt, and I went, thank you, God. But before he even talked, I look at his. Do you know what sweatshirt I put back today?
You almost wore your Pelican sweatshirt,
sweatshirt. I'm like, if I would have kept that.
Right there, baby.
Unbelievable.
Look at you guys getting your cycles all synced up.
Look, we're synced up. That's how we roll around here. And we love our sponsors. Pelican's a great sponsor. We got cool. They gave us sweatshirts to wear. And I'm like, hell yeah, dude. I'll wear a free sweatshirt. This sounds fantastic.
I don't know who it says more about, me or him. But like when we met.
Yes.
We would have. We would have never. There was no possibility we would have ever worn the same thing ever. No,
we've just morphed into like the same outfits now.
He was a dumpy urban cowboy, and I was just a urban street kid.
We were different kinds of urban.
There were
back
different
in the
urbans
day.
There in an email.
You were urban, and I was an urban cowboy wearing cowboy boots and a flannel.
I never had to worry about it, and now every time I get dressed, I go, is he going to wear green today?
Well, the other tough part is that, one, your wife made these 602 in the Rose City sweatshirts, which are great. But she was kind enough to make some for me as well. So if you would have just hoarded the collection to yourself, you wouldn't have to worry about this. But you're a generous person, and the wife is great, and she made us sweatshirts, and so I like to rep it. And whenever we wear them, we get comments of, like, why isn't that on the merch locker? Because it should be. But, you know, I digress. I think people would buy that one. But then also, we have the wonderful partners at Pelican that give us the free sweatshirts. And so it's like, we just happen to own a couple. You don't have any duck sweatshirts. So when I wear a duck sweatshirt,
no, I don't.
We might match in color, but I know that the theme of the sweatshirt will be different because that's not what you're going to wear. So I know I'm safe there. But if I'm wearing 602 in the Rose City or Pelican, there is a 50-50 chance.
This stupid job gets me to the point when I put on like a green t-shirt, I'll be like, oh my God, is somebody going to accuse me of being a duck honk?
You duck honk.
Flipping on Oregon State.
God, you
yeah!
You absolutely would.
It happens all the time.
You would. One root for a winner, huh? Coming on. South down I-5. One root for the Ducks. You know, Duck fan now?
Look, I just want to say I'm glad you're in.
I'm here, baby.
Legitimately, I make fun of you for it.
Yeah.
Yesterday was odd. I text him in swag and didn't hear back for hours. And I'm like,
hours
did my text not go through?
Am I alive? Am I okay right now?
So I told them both to go F themselves. And about an hour later, he goes, oh, I just saw this.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just getting my stuff together for
I know
night.
You have a child, but like your ability to just, I don't know, either put a phone between a couch cushion or just literally look at it and go, I don't care who's texting me.
The thing with now is and part of me is really worried about it, but I don't know. I'm sure everybody goes through this with their kids, especially in modern time. If I'm in the same room as him, I can't have a phone on me because it's a problem.
What do you mean? Like he's taking it or you won't pay attention to him?
He legitimately will. If there's any sort of sight of a phone, it's the only thing that he wants. And then if he doesn't get it, which I'm not going to give him my phone because it ends up being like an emergency call or something.
Oh, yeah.
It's just an immediate meltdown, like an extended period meltdown for not letting him have the phone.
Mm.
And so even like in times when the phone's in my pocket, he now has the ability to watch up and like feel my pocket and feel if the phone's in there and then reach in and try and grab the phone. And I'm like, dude, are you already this addicted to technology? Because this is going to be a problem long term.
Are you a front pocket or a back pocket?
I'm a front pocket guy. Maybe I need to be a back pocket guy. But a lot of times I wear sweatpants, so not all my sweatpants have back pockets.
I've never been a back pocket guy, even when I was a child and got my first wallet. I always felt uncomfortable. Yeah. I didn't like sitting on it.
I like the money clip in the front pocket much
better. Everything's my front pocket. I don't nothing goes in my back pocket.
A back pocket guy. Back pocket wallet, back pocket phone.
See, I'd be worried
if I
were
on that all day, huh?
No, I don't sit on my phone.
What about your wallet?
You take it out of your pocket before you sit down?
Yeah.
And you sit on your wallet every day?
Yeah, I sit on my
wallet. How thick is that thing?
It's not like I have a big fat Costanza wallet or anything.
Yeah, but that's still like you got a thing on your butt as you're sitting on one side.
You're slightly askew right now, Jeff Russ. You're slightly askew. Ah. Also, you have no ass. That makes it very easy to steal out of your back pocket. You can't feel it. Those pants are dangling, man.
Dude,
that's not skin tight.
Baggy pants.
I could reach in there and snag that wallet if I want to, but if it's in your front pocket, I'm not getting my hands on
These pants aren't that baggy. They're the slim fit.
If you walk around, if you walked around like you walked around yesterday and lifted your T-shirt, I'm pretty sure half your butt's out.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Because you also strike me as no underwear guy.
If you're leaning over...
Oh, no,
over,
I definitely wear undies.
I'm seeing some crack over there.
I'm a boxer
there.
Brief guy.
Are you?
I'm seeing a crease.
Oh, okay, that's a pleasant surprise. Yeah. I had you pegged as a no underwear guy.
No.
You go commando over there?
Now, Rust, how old are
because
you?
Because no matter how much you shake and how much you dance, the last drop always winds up in your pants.
It does. Okay. Well, how old are you?
49.
You're 49. So we're about a 10-year gap between the two of us. And then you're about a 12 with dirt. I would say, honestly, I think that's the age difference here. In terms of wallet.
Could be.
Because people, my stepdad was a thick wallet, back pocket guy, famously.
That's the way people used to do it. That was the only way.
And I think about your age is when it kind of stopped. I think he was the last of that generation to be back pocket wallet guy.
I held on to the wallet thing for a long time and then gave up finally. Maybe it's my old soul, but I was that way when I was younger.
Oh, I still have my very first wallet. Yeah, it's a really treasured thing for me because I remember how big of a deal that was.
Getting your wallet and putting your cards in there and your library card or whatever stupid stuff you got, your coupons.
Most white kids, their big moment from their lives is either their gun or their knife. And I never really cared about the pocket knife. And so, like, when I got the wallet, that was a monumental moment for me.
Is the knife a big deal for people? People get excited about their first knife?
The first knife?
The first knife?
I think that was
still a big deal?
Pocket knife?
I guess, yeah. I guess
never had a family inscription or something?
Never had one.
Oh, me? Well, you grew up in Beaverton, so I'm not talking about you.
You grew up at the Ritz-Carlton. You're not getting a knife down there.
I'm talking about our fine
hoity-toity.
Folks who grew up in Sandy, or Malala, or Estacada.
Our Malala friends out there, probably knives
Deep
are
Gresham.
A big deal for them.
You know what I mean?
I'm gutting a fish with this bad boy. Thank you for this knife, Grandpa.
Well, of course, my dad always had a pocket knife, but he was a Marshall High School guy, though, too.
Well,
in Marshall, you need a
that's
knife.
That's a shiv.
Grew up in Lentz.
R.I.P. Marshall. Yeah. Pour some out for Marshall.
Hey, Marshall was always a win for everybody.
Yeah, Marshall was great, dude. We love playing Marshall.
Literally every school wanted to play Marshall because they were that bad.
And go see a movie right afterwards, right by the theater.
Absolutely. Hey. Maybe go bowling.
Hey,
Chuck E. Cheese.
All of a sudden, a delightful little weekend right here.
I think my mom actually carried a pocket knife, too, because she was a Grant kid.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
See, these are different. They're not pocket knives. They're...
Yeah, I don't know if Grant's as pocket knife as Marshall. Marshall's a little more pocket knife than Grant.
Yeah, also more of a shiv than a knife is how I think they described it there. Whereas, like, I'm talking about, like, our Barlow bros... I bet you they grew up with pocket knives.
Yes, that's a different kind of knife.
Yeah, that's a different situation.
You're using it for different reasons and different protections.
100%.
You know, that's we're outdoorsmen. That's why we need a knife.
Yeah.
When you're at Marshall, you just want to walk down the hall and be okay. Have it for protection.
I do think most people, though, have flipped. You might still have an old school person, or maybe you're that person yourself. I think most people are front pocket people now.
Somebody said, I got my first knife taken away after I stabbed my own thumb. It's like the Christmas Story version of the knife. You'll shoot your eye out. You can't have a BB gun. No, I'm not giving you a knife. You're going to stab yourself,
now, did
idiot.
You do that in front of somebody? Because why did you not do what the BB gun
you're doing,
kid
like
did
the,
in
the
eye?
Doing the knife thing in between the fingers? How did you stab your thumb? What was the cause? I'm going to do this first poll question of the day. Do you have a money clip or a wallet?
Okay. And then you should follow it up with, do you put it in your front pocket or a back pocket person?
Ooh, yeah. Well,
I have been thinking about lately making the move like to the old, to that, what is it, the Ridge wallet?
Yeah, that's the money clip. The is one it? That slides?
Well, but you put your cards in there and stuff, right, too?
That's what a money clip is.
That's exactly what a money clip is.
Do you not know what a money clip is?
I know what a money clip is.
One of these?
No. That's not a money clip.
Beep.
A money clip was like a thing that
folded
I get
it.
And you only put the cash in it.
You're going traditional old money clip. Yeah. I think more people are starting to call these money clips.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what they are. That's just a money clip.
Yeah.
I did have a tough one.
I know what you're saying, though. You're probably right for most people, but...
I'll give you four options. You can go wallet, front pocket, back pocket, or money clip, front pocket, back pocket. That'll be your first poll question of the day. You can go vote.
Mm.
I did have a... I have another money clip that I would like to use more often, but then my wife got me one for Christmas, and then you feel like the guilt and the pressure of...
Oh, you gotta use it.
You gotta use
you
it.
You have an option.
But the other one that I used to use before my wife got me this one... one? When we were at the Rose Bowl for the Wisconsin game. Whatever, what year was that? 2019, whatever year we went down there for the game. That was the big, like, media giveaway for the Rose Bowl, was like a really nice leather money clip, and it kind of folded over, and it had the Rose Bowl insignia on it.
Did it have team logos on it?
It did not have team logos, just the Rose Bowl, but then they had somebody that could carve, like, your initials into the letter. Or in the letter.
Like
into
for free?
The leather for free. So they, you open it up and they'd be like, hey, if you want anything insigniated on this thing. And so I got AJ. I loved that money clip. And then my wife bought me one for Christmas. And I'm like, well, that one's going to have to go in the drawer for a while.
Now, it's just initials you could have got carved, or could you have done your name?
I don't know if name was possible. I just chose initials.
Because Little Johnson inscribed
on the Rose Bowl money clip would have been pretty. I could have gone dirt, too, but I decided not to do that. Not that somebody stealing my money clip wouldn't know who it is, but I thought, you know, maybe AJ. We'll just keep it a little more vague right there.
Well, you.
So at some point, I will break that back out into the rotation, but the statute of limitations on the Christmas present has not run out yet.
I had a cousin get me my current money clip, and it was one of those, like, random, like, oh, because I had one, but it was starting to not slide.
Right, you weren't getting the same effect anymore.
But I already had one, but she got me one for Christmas, so I did the default thing you just described. I went, okay, and then that's the one I use now.
Now that's the one you got to use. You don't have a choice. When it's a present and somebody sees you open it, and it's somebody you're going to see on a regular basis, that's all you can use.
I tend to agree with that.
There's no choice there, because if you break the other one out, you're going to get an eyeball of, hey, wait a minute, didn't I get you a money clip?
Right.
Yeah, you did. I forgot to put my stuff in there. That's my bad.
You never want to be seen when you have an obvious gift from somebody where they'd be able to see it again, not to have
it. Whoa, dude, I just bought you one of those for Christmas.
Well, we got a lot to get to today.
Poll question's about to go up. You can go vote.
We got a lot of sports happening yesterday.
Yesterday was, there was a lot going on. You don't often do a quad box on a Monday, and I had a quad box on a Monday.
There was some quad boxing going on. We had two Monday Night Football games, we had two playoff baseball games.
We did.
Catch any of that Jazz Sixers preseason action?
I was glued to it. How do you miss it?
Kobe Bryant amount of days away.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one.
For the Trailblazers tipping off.
That's an easy one. Easy call there.
I mean, there's some other eights, but I just... Also, Kobe more of an 8-24. Which Kobe did you like more? Because mine's always going to be 8. I loved the fro, and I understood he embraced the baldness, but...
Sure, that's the Kobe that causes more pain than 24 Kobe, though.
Oh.
I mean, that's Game 7 Western Conference Finals Kobe.
Yeah, but 24 Kobe was rebranded, self-given Black Mamba Kobe.
Black Mamba!
8 Kobe was cocky, arrogant, I'm better than everybody in the world, airball Kobe.
We were largely irrelevant in the 24 Kobe era. We didn't have a lot of didn't have a lot of pushback against 24 Kobe. Yeah. He just kind of steamrolled us constantly. 8 Kobe, we had a chance. We had a chance to beat 8 Kobe.
We had a brief window.
And we let it slip through our fingers right there.
We did.
So I think I probably remember him more as 8, though. Like, early, the three-peat Lakers is the Kobe that always sticks out first in my mind.
Well, we'll put a poll question on that, too. Which Kobe Bryant is your Kobe Bryant? 8 Kobe Bryant or 24 Kobe Bryant?
Okay.
8 days away from the Trailblazers tipping off their season. Loaded show today. Let's get it going. Dirt and Sprague, we roll on a Tuesday. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, no swag today. Rust is back in. Schultzy tomorrow.
A lot of thoughts coming in on knives. Knives and wallets getting texted in.
Okay, share a couple. I'm curious. Are we wrong? Or are people just sharing different opinions on them?
No, it's all over the map. Okay. Front pocket wallet and pocket knife. Born and raised in Bend. I live in Newport now.
Yeah, see, that tracks.
Somebody said, Dirt, wait till you get your kid a tablet. It's the most addictive thing they've ever had. We had a 6-hour flight. Oh. Got one for our 3-year-old just to help. And now it's the only thing that he wants now.
I'll tell you this right now, dude, because that's trust and that's honesty that person sent in.
What else are you going to do on a 6-hour flight? You got no other options.
What did people do before tablets?
Well, you know, they were miserable.
Coloring books.
Not that you're not miserable now. You're just miserable the entire time.
But you're going to stare at the back of the seat in front of you.
Yeah. You're going to lose them. What does a 3-year-old do on a flight? What do you do with your 3-year-old if you don't give him a tablet for a 6-hour flight?
Dude, how miserable were kids on like 7 to 10 hour flights before we had tablets?
I'm trying to think. I don't remember ever. Like the first flights I remember were obviously later. So I don't know what the hell my parents did if we ever traveled when I was younger.
Well, you went to Europe.
We did, but I was in like third grade at that point. Like,
what'd you do?
I mean,
you didn't have anything.
No, I read books, listened to music. I think I had a CD player. So yeah. I had to do that, but I couldn't watch anything.
I think the furthest I flew as a kid, because we didn't fly a lot, was I flew to Oklahoma for a summer in 96 all by myself.
So you're about 10.
I was 9, but I don't remember anything I did on that flight. I remember the only part about that flight I remember was my mom had arranged for the airline to give me McDonald's.
That's pretty cool. That's a nice touch.
And that
touch.
Was a cool thing.
You
of
sit
like,
down,
a
you're
happy
like,
meal?
Dude, I got a happy meal on the flight?
Yeah.
That's pretty solid. I don't know what parents used to do other than just be miserable because we were planning on going on a trip this summer, and then it got canceled because we had to do the whole FM move, and I was going to go that same week. So we're like, all right, I can't be gone that week. So we had to move the trip, and we'll go somewhere next year. But I was already panicked about what the hell we're going to do with the kid on the flight. Mm. Not looking forward to that. Somebody said, I have a pocket knife that my dad gave me when I was 10. I lived in the hood in the late to early 80s.
Yeah.
So you got to have one. Somebody said a lot of cowboy boots in Copenhagen at Barlow. Some P1 Anthony. That's
hey,
he
there's
said.
Nothing wrong with little cowboy boots in Copenhagen.
We heard back from a guy who cut his thumb. He said, I was showing off how sharp my knife was by cutting a cardboard box too fast, and I sliced my thumb. Dude, that'll get you. I do have, I don't know how about you guys when you cut vegetables. I'm at like a 60% clip cutting something when I cut vegetables.
Well, are you trying to do the
I mean, I don't go super fast. I'm just very careless.
Oh, I'm pretty good at it.
And I need to be more careful because it's something that ends up getting sliced every time. And I got a good knife now. Yeah. That was like one of my big adult Christmas presents of like, I don't need anything, but I'd like a really good knife. Mm. And when you cut that thumb, it's cutting that thumb.
See, now me, I don't cook a ton, but when I do, I'm a very deliberate cook, so I'm
very
very
slow and methodical in the way you cut the things that you're cutting.
I mean, shout out our chefs out there, our sous chefs, all the people in the service industry, really. Yeah. Their ability to do it as fast as they do is impressive. Like I can go at an okay speed,
yeah,
but I also am too nervous because I don't want to cut. It's like a not so much a like they can just run right through that.
They can. Mine's more probably of just like zoning out while I'm doing it, thinking about something else, or I'm listening to something and then I'm just not paying attention. And I look down and I'm like, damn it, now there's blood on the bell pepper.
On the wallet pocket situation, somebody tweeted said wallet hoodie pocket. And I sometimes will do that from time to time.
Bold move.
Well, if my hands are staying in there because I like them to keep warm.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
And I'm going to use it anyway. I'll have my hand in there holding it and staying warm.
I don't know if it's valid or not. I feel like the hoodie pocket is, it's a little too flimsy for me. It's too loosey-goosey.
I get nervous about
that. It's kind of flopping around. Yeah. What if I start running all of a sudden and that thing's bouncing around in there? You never know when you're going to pick up a jog.
What?
Start running around, dude. That thing could hop out of there like nothing. Boop, there it goes. Bye-bye wallet. Now it's gone. Secured in the front pocket. I feel much safer. Nothing sliding out of there.
Can you paint the picture where you're wearing a hoodie
sometimes
and you're
just feel
randomly
like you're
starting
to jog,
but you're not prepared for it?
Sometimes you're just in the mood. Sometimes you never know. You're just kind of walking around and you want to just start jogging.
When was the last time you just randomly started jogging?
Dude, every other Tuesday, man. Every other Tuesday. That's what we do. Walk around the hood, grab a coffee. Let's go for a jog. All right, let's do it. Where's the wallet going? I don't know.
We got Maddie on the YouTube chat saying he used to sell Costco back in the day, and those were crazy sharp, and he is not lying. We got a Cutco set at home, and they are sharp.
Oh, yeah.
My brother-in-law, he's been at Cutco for a long time. Famously, his end is coming to, well, his end is coming to an end. His time at Cutco is coming to an end at the end of the year.
We nailed it.
You know, sometimes you got to jog randomly, you know?
Is that that's a good advertisement. We can slice your thumb off. That's how you know it's a good knife. You don't want a knife that's not capable of slicing skin, because then you're struggling.
You got to make it all the way through the bone, too.
You got to get through that thing.
Do you guys have to deal with the same things in your life in any way? I have two companies that I'm not allowed to have competitors with.
Oh.
Otherwise, there's a lot of judgment in our family, like my extended family.
Sure.
I can't not have Nike because it's a weird... I never know if my brother-in-law is being dead serious or if he's like, through and through, Nike till I die, don't you dare wear those three stripes.
It's like wearing Adidas in an Oregon football facility and they're like, what are you doing,
buddy? It'd be like that. That's kind of the vibe it is. So we have to almost always wear Nike for sports apparel.
Mm.
I do like the New Balance look, though. I'm not going to lie. New Balance got some cool
stuff. You're a big Shohei Ohtani guy, huh?
I do, yeah. Cameron Brink. And then knives. My brother-in-law, again, he worked for Cutco for 20 years. If we don't have a Cutco knife, it is an awkward, weird conversation.
I don't think I have anything
like
that. You
have no mandates of company things because of family?
My brother works at Daimler, but that's not, you know, I'm not buying trucks. So, you know, there's not really any other competitors I can choose from there.
Yeah.
It doesn't really impact my life. I don't think I have anything like that, no. But I would be loyal to the soil if I needed to be.
Yeah.
Like, if you need me to be loyal, I'll be there for
you. I mean, if you're going to give me a discount, I'll be loyal to anything.
You know, you want to give me 50% off, I'll take that deal right there.
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. Jogging randomly. What a stupid
every
comment.
Other Tuesday, dude. Look out, Westmoreland, Selwood. I'm just out running around. Might be wearing jeans. You never know. Just picking up a jog.
Running in jeans.
Cargo shorts. Cargo shorts on a hot day.
What are you doing?
Walking around. Let's go.
Pinocchio over here.
Pick it up. Come on.
Such a liar.
Middle of my walk. You need a little extra exercise, all right?
You just look at your wife. You're like, let's go.
Here we go. Here we go, baby. Here we go. Now we take off.
I don't believe a word you're saying. All right. Well, we didn't get to any of what we wanted to get to there.
Hey, good little day in sports yesterday. I am a little bummed. I love seeing Jeff Russ in the morning. It's been delightful. Swags Hippo writes he's still out, so we don't know how long that's going to go on
for. He might be back tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see.
Shooting for tomorrow.
We'll wait on that negative.
I got to admit, I was a little disappointed that Schulte wasn't in today. I wanted to gauge.
Well, we might get him tomorrow.
We might get him tomorrow. That is true.
And like, they're going to sweep. That series is over.
The 2-0 Mariner feeling of like, oh my God, it's.
They're six wins away, dude.
It's happening right now.
I tried to tell you in Kugluge, you laughed at me.
Well, it's because you're Seattle Sprague. We all know you're Seattle Sprague. God. You know, we all know the rumors in the streets are true.
I have two bets. One's a Mariner World Series, and the other one's a Husky against a Cougar bet. So now I'm being
I think you sleep with a Trident at night, don't you?
I'm being accused of being a Seattle diehard.
You have a Trident in your bathroom. Is that you pick up your food off your counter? You got little Tridents on your counter? That's how you pick up your finger foods?
It's in the bedroom.
Yeah, ooh.
Who's hitting home runs tonight?
Let's get kinky. I also had the inevitable feeling last night.
It's grand salami time.
I had the inevitable feeling last night, and I'll be in a position where I might end up having to root for the Seattle Mariners in the World Series.
Oh, if it's the Dodgers,
I have
no doubt.
I have no choice.
Yeah.
The Dodgers feel inevitable right now.
So do the Mariners.
I know to get there, but it's just like that's a different animal than the Toronto Blue Jays.
You can't explain some of what's happening with Seattle, though.
You can't.
Polanco?
I'm rooting like hell for him. I will root like hell for the Mariners
really?
In the World
You'll
Series.
Really? You'll flip the tune?
Oh, dude, I can't root for the Dodgers in the World Series.
No,
and I have to have a rooting interest in every sporting event I watch.
Well, we got
to
get to Factoid Tuesday. Let's just say for the record, since he's not in to defend himself, there's been a lot of Seattle Mariner homerism happening on our group chat with Swag, and I hope to God he's pinned into a World Series with his team against the Mariners, because he's basically been a Mariner fan.
He's Seattle Swag, too.
And he likes to deny it, but he's weird with his texts.
He's a Kraken fan. He gets all, three outs to go! And you're like, oh, are you rooting for the Mariners? You're a Mariner fan now?
Mariner diehard over here.
Might be the team you play in the World Series. Can we also not do the blue-on-blue jersey thing anymore? Is that weird for anybody
else?
Yeah,
I don't like that.
Why the Blue Jays are wearing dark blue and the Mariners are wearing the turquoise?
What's wrong with that?
I just
they're too close. They're too close.
I know they're two different colors, but I just
they're closer to green than they are blue.
They're
can I get a white and a gray? Can I get a blue and a gray? Can I get a white and a turquoise?
What were they wearing in game one when they won?
Same thing. Yeah. Well,
so
I know.
Wear it again.
Well, maybe this is a Blue Jay thing. We're whites. Why aren't we wearing whites? It doesn't have to be a Mariner thing. It's just too much blue. Change it up a little bit.
Hmm. NFL Factoid Tuesday, next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we'll get serious here, get some NFL Factoid Tuesday. A good point, though, by a listener. There is that rare occasion when you're jaywalking and that car's looking at you because they're letting you go and you do the awkward walk thing.
I'm hurrying, I promise. I'm going as fast as I can. It's a great point. That's your random jog. You never know when it hits you.
See, I actually do jog, whereas you can look at people and they do the arm motion, but they're still walking, and you're like, you're not actually jogging.
Dude, my old baseball coach used to call me out for that when we'd run at the end of practice, of like, you're just making it look like you're running hard, but you're not running fast. You can go faster than that.
Yeah.
You're doing the whole like, pick it up a little bit. Come on, Johnson.
Let's get to NFL Factoid Tuesday.
Ooh.
Every Tuesday here on The Fan at 6:30.
Didn't talk a lot of NFL yesterday. There was a lot going on. A lot of leftover NFL stuff.
Rust has a fun fact to kick things off. Rust sitting in for Swag today, and he's like, ooh, I got a factoid I want to throw out there. So go ahead, give it to us, Jeffrey Rust.
So with last night's, 25-24 win over the Commanders. Yes, 25-24. Sorry, they're super ready.
Yeah.
The Bears are the second team to win consecutive games by 1 point with the same final score in NFL history. The previous instance came in 1926 when the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets rattled off a pair of 7-6 wins over the Detroit Panthers and the Chicago Bears.
Hey!
Wow. Swag famously at that football game.
He was there,
1926.
Man. I got a fun one for you on last night's game between the Bears and the Commies.
Are we just making this a group factoid?
I had my own factoid, and then I got made fun of last week, I'm just joining the factoids now. Want to be a part of the party? Last night's Bears and Commanders game was the first time since 1997 that the Bears and Commies will both have the same starting quarterback in consecutive meetings. And when you look through this list, So the last time this happened between the two teams, it was Gus Frerotte versus Eric Kramer. That happened in 96-97.
I was a Gus Frerotte truther, and then he broke his neck on the wall celebrating, and I remember watching that live.
Damn it, Gus. Dude, the names on this list are hilarious to go through. Like Brad Johnson versus Shane Matthews, Tony Banks versus Jim Miller, Hasselbeck versus Rex Grossman,
yeah.
Brunel versus Jonathan Quinn. Do you remember Jonathan Quinn?
I do remember Jonathan Quinn.
I don't remember Jonathan Quinn.
And Brunel wasn't... He wasn't bad. I feel like he wasn't awful in Washington, but...
Patrick Ramsey versus Kyle Orton, Jason Campbell versus Rex Grossman, McNabb versus Jay Cutler, RG3 versus Jay Cutler, Kirk Cousins versus Jay Cutler, Kirk Cousins versus Mac Barkley, Case Keenum versus Trubisky, Wentz versus Fields, Howell versus Fields. Until the last 2 years, we've gotten Daniels and Caleb Williams.
I wanted to throw out one more from last night's Bears-Commies game. Right now, and it's early, Caleb Williams projected to throw for 4,009 yards, 31 touchdowns, and 7 picks.
That was a big win for him last night, man.
Now, he wasn't perfect. He had some moments.
No.
But he did what he needed to do. The run game got going.
They got the fumble late, and it was a nice. Yep. And then they, you know, when Moody's kicking a field goal at the end of a game, you always just, especially when he got one blocked, you feel a little queasy, but he kind of knuckleballed that one in.
Well, let's also be honest. That fumble, that's a fumble that happens to Caleb and the Bears, not to Daniels in D.C.
Yes.
And you're like, whoa, okay, maybe it's their night.
They're driving to take over, and not going to happen, my friend.
So would that make Williams, I believe the Bears have never had a 4,000 yard passer,
the first 4,000 yard
30
passer.
Yard touchdown passer?
Yeah. 30, yeah, not yard, touchdown, just touchdown.
Or 30 touchdown.
There you go, boom.
There we go.
4,000 yards, never happened in Bears history.
Nope.
30 touchdown passes. Yeah.
And they're above 500, 5 games into the season.
Yes.
They're alive in the playoff chase in the NFC. That wild card race is wide open.
Patrick Mahomes improved to 21-5 in his career following an in-season loss.
God.
It's the best record by any quarterback since starts were tracked in 1950.
My dumbass bet against him on Sunday night.
It was the only thing that I wasn't you. It was just like everybody was on the Lions. And I'm like, I'll take Mahomes. Are they going to go to 2-4? I don't know.
Unlikely. I'm on now a 3-week stretch of gambling against the Chiefs when they win and gambling on the Chiefs when they lose. So that's really fun.
This one's fun from Sunday's Tampa Bay San Francisco game.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks to throw for 80 plus touchdowns in their first 40 starts after changing teams.
Oh.
Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Tom Brady.
Okay.
Baker Mayfield.
Hey!
That's the list.
It's a pretty short list right there.
Those are three goats.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah.
Dude, he's right now, I think there's, we can get into this maybe today or at some point. He is third in the MVP odds right now.
Who's ahead of him in the MVP odds?
Josh Allen.
Okay. Was that before last night or
and
after
Mahomes.
Last night?
No. This was after this weekend.
After this weekend?
Yeah. Allen Mahomes.
I mean...
Look, he's 4-1.
We know how good those quarterbacks are. I know their seasons have been a little rocky. And the Bills
Allen
have
did
lost
not have a great night last night.
He did not have a great night last night. And Mahomes, you know, has had moments this year where he's been really good and, you know, bad moments. Every quarterback's going to have that. Baker Mayfield should be number one on that list. If he does this with all the injuries that they've suffered and they win the division and they get a top 2 seed in the NFC playoff picture, how is that not the MVP?
I mean,
what are we doing?
You're not
nobody's,
wrong.
Nobody's
but...
giving the head coach credit there. That's not happening in Tampa.
It is a weird situation. They've been so good and consistent.
He gets no zero
gets
credit.
No credit.
I
as
can't
a coach.
Even tell you what he sounds like. He doesn't talk. I think he's a mute.
We
when
actually
go left,
audio.
Go right,
yeah.
Left, right, left, right.
Yeah, where is that?
That's what his head coach is known for.
He's not playing
for Andy Reid.
Cut. I have that cut. Hold on.
I think I can find it.
Our left, his right.
Yeah,
your left, our right.
We're going left. We're going right.
What is that?
There to his our left, his left. I mean, our left, his right.
That's why. That guy's not getting any credit. Mayfield's got to be the MVP, dude. Guy doesn't know his left and rights.
Unfortunately, too, when weird moments happen, like block field goals or interceptions or something, they always show him and he makes like a weird constipated face. And
you're
so
just confused.
You add the confused audio with the confused face, and then his team wins. I think people just kind of go, yeah, they won in spite of you. Unfortunately.
I'm here. I got a headset on, but I don't really know what I'm doing right now.
Rico Daddle of the Panthers had 234 scrimmage yards in their win over the Dolphins last week.
How did I miss the Rico Daddle revenge game?
He's the seventh player since 1933 to record at least 230 scrimmage yards in consecutive games.
Wow.
He did it this week against the Cowboys and last week against Miami. He joined Le'Veon Bell, Josh Gordon, Deuce McAllister.
God, dude, I love Deuce McAllister.
Marshall Faulk, Walter Payton, and Jim Brown. He's the second player since 1970. to record at least 200 scrimmage yards in each of his first two starts with a franchise.
Dude, he's been...
That was a revenge game for him.
Revenge game for him. He has been phenomenal, and they need help because we know their quarterback can't do it on his own. He's going to need some support there, and he has been outstanding for them the last couple of weeks.
How about this one? This is a betting nugget.
Okay.
After a week five, underdogs went 9-5 outright. Favorites are 11-2 outright in week six, including 11-1 on Sunday.
Oh.
The only two upsets this week were by the Giants versus the Eagles.
That was a big one on Thursday.
And the Panthers +2.5 against the Cowboys. You can add the Falcons to that list now because they were an underdog last night against Buffalo.
I think the Bears were an underdog too, were they not?
And the Bears were also an underdog
last
against
was
the
5.5.
There you go.
So you had a little primetime upsets this week, but other than that, a lot of favorites.
11-3
Okay.
Went the favorites.
Okay.
Against the spread.
That's good to know.
We have more NFL factoid nuggies that we'll get to coming up next. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 The Fan, the Fan Sports Network. We roll on NFL Factoid Tuesday here. I got an alarming NFL thing I want to get to at 7. We have Dan Lanning audio today.
We do, yeah.
Scott Barnes did a weird thing where he talked to the media after the interim coach, but he refused to go to the podium. He made all the media go to like a weird circle.
Also, Beaver fans acknowledging, wait a minute, the only way to hear this is on the radio. We're not going to live stream this anywhere. We're not going to...
Didn't live stream it.
Video.
Year 2025, our Lord, no. And Oregon State's like, live stream? What's a live stream?
How do we do that? I hit my camera and press live? I don't know how to do that.
He also, for somebody who doesn't go down there, I don't try to be Mr. Plugged in Oregon State guy. I certainly am not. You can just watch and be able to tell what's happening there. He literally admitted what I said happened yesterday.
Yes, he did.
And I'm like, yeah, dude, you don't have to be a genius to pick up on the tea leaves of how this is operating. So we'll get to the audio of Scott Barnes today. Also making his debut, Debois, on the show. He'll be on our YouTube page. Landon Tangwall.
Yeah, it'd be fun to talk to him.
Former Penn State lineman. He now covers Penn State, the Big Ten. So we'll get his thoughts on the Franklin stuff and Oregon-Indiana fallout. And is Cignetti the guy that Penn State's going to hire?
Ooh.
Matt Rhule's doing the obvious dance around and answer because I want a raise. And if I don't get it, I might leave the Penn State thing.
I don't even think it's as much about a raise for him. He wants to spend $40 million on a roster. And he's basically saying we need to do that at Nebraska. And if you don't do that, then I'm out of here. That's the new leverage play. I don't think it's about as much getting a new contract anymore. He's like... He had a quote where he's like, we think of us doing it the old way at Nebraska. And it's like, that's not how the sport works anymore. So you either get along and go along, or you're going to get left behind.
It's a Mail Sack Tuesday, so any and all questions are welcome at the Mail Sack. We'll get to that after Tangwall at 9:15-ish, 503-864-6326. The Mail Sack is a Reddit AMA. And so we'll get to any and all your questions. And it looks like we're going to have orange chicken at the Moda Center.
It's back on the menu, boys.
Dropping lawsuits makes you look like a real doofus, I'll tell you that much right now. What did you file a lawsuit for, you moron?
Don't you touch our orange chicken, all right? You worry about your team over there, we're going to eat our orange chicken.
The London game was truly dreadful.
Yeah, it was bad.
A lot of wankers over there. Broncos, 9 sacks, tied for the second most sacks in a game in franchise history. It's the most since 1996 against... the Jets when Aaron Glenn was on the team.
J-E-T-S, Jets. I love Aaron Glenn after the game saying Justin Fields wasn't that bad and then doing his Monday press conference saying, yeah, that's my bad. I take that back. Justin Fields was pretty bad in that game.
Broncos have 30 sacks through 6 games. It's the most sacks through the first 6 games since the Chiefs in 2013.
Wow.
It's tied for the 6th most by any NFL team since the stat was tracked in 1963.
That defense has lived up to every aspect of the hype, man. They might have the defensive player of the year on their defensive line. They've been dominant, and it's going to give them a chance in every game. You look at the Philly game a couple of weeks ago or 2 weeks ago. Offense doesn't do a lot, but the defense cold serve long enough. Offense wakes up. They find a way to win. It's going to be the thing that probably carries them to the playoffs. They are dominant on that side of the ball.
Jets only win this team in the NFL 0-6, third longest losing streak to start a season in franchise history. They were 0-13 in 2020, 0-8 in 1996. Again, Aaron Glenn was on that team. And Justin Fields, you bring that up, minus 10 net yards passing.
Ugh.
You might be saying, like, that doesn't seem like it could be a real stats break. And I'll say, you're absolutely right. It's the worst in a game in franchise history and the worst by any team since the San Diego Chargers had minus 19 on September 20th, 1998 at the Chiefs.
Ooh, was that a Ryan Leaf rookie year game? Would he have been there in 98 or was that 98 draft into 99? Oh. Was it 98 draft? So would that have been him? I can't remember, but well, it sounds like a Ryan
Thing.
You wind
up playing the same year you get drafted.
That's what I'm saying. He was a 98 draft, right? Or was he a 97 draft?
I think
draft?
It was 98.
That's what I thought, too. I thought it was 98. That has Ryan Leaf rookie year written all over it.
Sean McVay's 27-13 versus the AFC. It's the third best winning percentage by a head coach over that exact span. The only ones better, Nick Sirianni and Andy Reid.
Hey, that's a pretty good class to be in right there. Three coaches who have won a Super Bowl in the last handful of years.
That was an odd start to a game. Are the Ravens really going to do this?
That looked like a Rams team who knew that they could just show up and go through the motions and get a win because the Ravens are that bad. Once they got the goal line stop on fourth down on Henry and they stuffed him, you're like, all right, this game's over.
Colts are off to their best six-game start since 6-0 in 2009. That was the year they lost to the Saints in the Super Bowl. Jonathan Taylor has 8 touchdowns this season, the most touchdowns by a Colt in the team's first 6 games since Edgerrin James in 2000.
That's a long time ago, man. I loved watching Edgerrin James play. He was so good.
I know he had a couple catches yesterday. Tyler Warren's been unbelievable, and everybody in Chicago has to be going, damn it, dude. Yeah. We took the wrong tight end.
We had a chance to get that.
Loveland might develop, but Warren's been an instant beast for the Colts.
He has been a monster for them.
More NFL factoids here. The Seahawks have 9 straight road wins, extending their longest road win streak in franchise history. They're the first team to win 9 straight road games since the Eagles in 2021-2022.
It's one of those funny betting trends that I've tried to pick up on.
I bet on that game,
they're
too.
Not a good team to bet on at home.
It was 2.5 at kick. Yes. I don't care.
I just keep going up. It doesn't matter to me. If it's sub-field goal, that's fine. They're a lock on the road right now. It is wild how good they have been.
Smith and Jigba has 696 receiving yards this season, most by a Seahawk player through the first 6 team games of a season in franchise history, most receiving yards in any 6-game span in Seahawks history.
Those Ohio State wide receivers are nuts, man. Unless your name's Marvin Harrison, Jr.
He went to the Cardinals, though.
All the other ones. If I'm an NFL GM, I'm taking one of those guys. Give me one of those guys.
Mike McDonald is 10-1 on the road since taking over as a Seahawks head coach last season. He's the fourth head coach in NFL history to win 10 of his first 11 road games. George Seifert started 11-0.
He took over a pretty good team.
Sean McVay went 10-1.
Yeah.
And Paul Brown, famously.
Paul Brown, who could forget?
Mall Cop.
Yeah. Who could forget Paul Brown, Mall Cop?
I mean, come on.
Mr. Brown, is that the guy they named the Browns after?
Travis Hunter had 4 receptions for a season-low 15 yards.
Yeah.
How's that going? I know he had a moment.
I mean, it's looking
terrible.
The part of it that's just going to, we'll see how the rest of the year goes for him and where that pick ends up being.
He's a good player, just that was a stupid
trading
trade.
Next year's one for him is just going to, and look, it might not end up, maybe the Jags are a playoff team and they win 9 games this year and you're like, all right, whatever, we gave up the, whatever that would be, the 19th overall pick in the draft. But if things do end up careening a little bit here, which I wouldn't be, we could see how it could go in the NFL either way. If that ends up being a top 10 pick, oh my God, you're going to look back on that with regret.
Patriots are 3-0 on the road this season. First time winning 3 straight road games since 2021. That's the Patriots' 3rd straight win. That's the first time since 2022. And they're 4-2. Their first time over 500 through 6 games of a season without Tom Brady starting any games. 1999.
Ready for one more to add on top of that? Drake May, in the last 5 weeks, he is the only quarterback in the NFL that has a passer rating over 100 in each of his last 5 games. He is the first player to do it in the NFL in 5 consecutive games since Justin Herbert.
And final one for you, because I like to admit when I'm wrong, and I'll even throw it in my own face.
Ooh.
Steelers are 4-1 or better for the 19th time in franchise history. Their plus 12-point differential is the lowest of any of those 4-1 or better starts. So it's literally they're making history by being 4-1, but I'm also an idiot by betting against the Steelers.
You did it again every year.
I do it again. I just keep stepping in.
Every year we got to figure out. They're going to find a way to do it. The division leaders right now, it is a... Did anybody have this predicted at the start of the year? Your top 4 seeds in the AFC playoff picture are the Colts, the Steelers are the 2 seed, the Chargers are the 3 seed, and the New England Patriots are the 4 seed.
How 2008 of them.
That is the playoff picture right now with your 4 division leaders at the...
Mahomes isn't even in the playoffs right now.
He's not even in the playoffs right now. Josh Allen is not leading his own division right now.
Lamar's not in the playoffs. Mahomes is in the playoffs. And Allen's not. He's a wild card.
Mahomes is now the leading favorite for MVP, though.
Oh, did it shift this morning? Mm-hmm. I thought it was Allen, Mahomes, and then Baker, but okay, there you go.
Yeah, Allen throws a pick late. That'll do it to you.
NFL Factoid Tuesday every day, or every Tuesday at 6:30. Got more NFL. We'll carry over. We'll get into some Dan Lanning audio. Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague, 105.1, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.